Next, we're on item 9, PR 2020-4645, SD 2022-136, Amendment to an Infrastructure List, and SD 2022-133, Amendment to a Preliminary Plat for Snow Vista Investors at 1125 Snow Vista Boulevard Southwest. Tier West is the agent. I'm guessing Mr. Noriega, is that right on this
yes.
one? Name, firm, and address, please.
My name is Luis Noriega, Terra West LLC, 5571 Midway Park Place, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead and give us an update on this one.
Sure. We are requesting, so this is a request to amend the previously approved preliminary plat and infrastructure list. From the previous hearing, we submitted the DXF file approval letter, as well as the updated plat with the city surveyor signature, as required on the S-form. Apologize for skipping over that earlier. We added a cross-lot access easement on the plat, as well as our proposed drainage easement. We did submit a new drainage management plan to planners a couple weeks ago and are awaiting approval from hydrology. Previously, we had proposed a riprap swell, but have changed that to a concrete pipe, which should remove issues with grading and other issues brought up by the water authority. Changing to a pipe also removes any cover issues. And I also updated the proposed drainage management plan, showing the location of the sanitary sewer pipe and manholes. A crossing is unavoidable due to the location of the sanitary sewer line. But at the crossing, we do have 2 to 3 feet of separation between the sewer and the storm drain, so that we shouldn't have any conflicts. I know hydrology is requesting a 2-week deferral, but we would like to ask for a delegation instead.
Madam Chair, Ron Bohannon, approval with delegation to hydrology, if possible.
And we do have to go back for a final plat approval as well.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Noriega, at this late hour, I just have one question. Did the line of lot 1A move over? I'm just wondering why that irregular line there.
It's to align with a driveway we built. So that lot line is in the middle of a new driveway we built. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 9 at 1125 Snow Vista Boulevard? If you would raise your hand now or otherwise speak up. And I'm not seeing anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
This is David Gutierrez, Water Authority. So I looked through the information I had. I didn't see any more submittals for this one. If I missed them, that's my fault. But Jay, was there any submittals for this? I guess I'll ask you.
This is Jay Rodenbach. Yes, 1 second here. I have that pulled up. We had a revised plat submitted.
Okay, I didn't get a chance to see that, but with Luis's clarifications, if that's the fact, I think we should be fine. I didn't have too many comments last time. I just wanted to ensure that the crossing of that riprap was perpendicular and minimized, which he kind of addressed it in his disclosure just a few minutes ago. So I would like to go through this packet before I approve it. So I might be able to do a delegation just to verify that everything was good, because I didn't see the packet uploaded anywhere for me to get to. So
okay. Let's do one thing, Mr. Gutierrez. Let's go ahead. Can we send him a link, send him this, and he could be looking at it now and then determine where he wants to be. But while we're going through the other comments, will that work, Jay? I don't know if I'm putting you on the spot.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Yes, I'll send that to him. I thought he already had it, but I'll send that to him.
Thank you, sir. Let's keep going on with code enforcement.
This is Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. I have no comments and no objections.
Parks and Rec.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department. There is an existing trail in the channel, and the section CC doesn't show the trail or its relationship to the channel that, or the, yeah, the channel that you're proposing. The DPM requires buffers, so it'd be important to show how that, where the buffer is in the relationship, and we might need an easement or possible right of way to make sure that there is enough maintenance width for our crews. So that's one issue I have with this. I just needed to get some more information.
It's Sommerfeld. This is Luis Noriega. So we switched out the swell to a pipe, so we're not going to touch the grading or the trail. So it is existing. I can do some cross sections on what it looks like now, if that's what you're asking for.
Yes, that would be appreciated. Do you have any information on how close the existing trail is to your property line?
It's 5 feet, maybe. I have to look. It varies.
Okay. We would need some type of, I would need some verification that it's at least 2 feet away from the property line at all points.
Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Angela Williamson with Modulus Architects. May I go on the record and be sworn in so I can address this, please?
I'm sorry, you're one of the parties in the case?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and give us your name, firm, and address, and welcome.
Thank you. Angela Williamson, Modulus Architects, 100 Sun Avenue, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Do you swear from to tell the truth?
I do, yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Wolfley, Chairwoman Wolfley. I guess my question is, Tierra West is leading this effort. They've done a great job, but my question is, this project has been in front of the DRB board for almost a year now. Why am I just seeing these comments coming from Parks and Rec today that jeopardize our approval to possibly get approval with delegation when this project has been in review for almost a year? And I've not seen that comment come up before. So I would like to understand why I'm just now getting this comment from them when we had expected and hadn't seen any other comments to get an approval today.
This is Cheryl Smartfoot with Parks and Rec. I have commented in the past that there's an existing trail in that channel.
This is Angela Williams. Yes, I've seen the comment, but the request for cross sections or some more documentation hasn't been made that I'm aware of. Otherwise, we would have provided it. I guess I'm just frustrated that it hasn't been asked for before. And again, we're down to the wire with expecting an approval today, and we're being asked for more documentation.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I can take delegation on this item, but I did make these comments in the past and, you know, didn't receive any more information from the applicant.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to hydrology.
Hydrology needs to review and approve the updated drainage management plan prior to plat approval. We did receive the updated DMP on November 15th, 2022. Hydrology will need a private drainage easement in the updated DMP shown on the plat. We have no objection to the infrastructure list, and we do need a couple of weeks to review and approve the updated DMP. I can take the delegation, but we had Steph's on vacation during Thanksgiving, so I do need another couple of weeks to review this DMP.
Okay, I don't see Mr. Biazar here. We normally don't do a delegation on a grading and drainage. Mr. Armijo, do you have any comments on that from past practice?
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. When I served in hydrology, we typically do not take delegation if there's an outstanding grading and drainage plan.
How significant, Mr. Chen, is the change that you're still reviewing? Is it anything that is going to cause a major change to this plat?
Madam Chair, this is Tiquan Chen. I don't know. I haven't got a chance to review the DMP. Maybe Mr. Noriega can give me a brief idea. Okay. Right now, I can't tell.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Mr. Noriega, can you summarize what the changes are in the resubmittal for grading and drainage?
Sure. So we do have a approved conceptual drainage plan mm-hmm. that approved a blanket drainage easement, but there was some concerns about how we were actually going to get the water to the most southern points. So what we did is we were just going to propose to put a 20-foot drainage easement so that the future developers can install a storm drain pipe from their lot down to the most southern point where everything drains. So we're just proposing a storm drain pipe system.
Okay.
So Madam Chair, Ron Bohannon, Luis, can you give the date of that conceptual approval with the blanket drainage easement?
Yeah, I don't have it with me right now, but it was in, I believe it was in 2020.
So I have had discussions with one of the hydrologists that was reviewing this, and there always has been concern about the drainage on this property with these changes. Could we possibly make a compromise here and defer you for 1 week? And Mr. Chen, could we accelerate their resubmittal approval?
Madam Chair.
Try to get that reviewed by next Wednesday.
Madam Chair, this is Tiquan Chen. Sure, certainly I can push it through quicker as soon as I can.
Okay, I think that's a compromise that gives a little here and gives a little there, and we'll get you closer to the finish line. Let's go to transportation.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. All transportation comments have been addressed. We have no objection. For site plan for building permit or building permit, an approved TCL will be required.
Thank you. Planning?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. So I just want to point out that this is an amendment to a preliminary plat as stated on the agenda. But I believe this is the original approval was a preliminary final plat. And I really wish Mr. Biazar was here for this. But we went over this internally and, you know, debated this. I mean, this is an amendment to a plat, but it's an amendment to a minor preliminary final plat. I just want to make that aware because that's what the approval was in July, on July 21st, 2021.
This is Chair Wolfley. Maybe what we can do is, could we get the application, could we get the note, the description of this on the agenda updated? If we defer this a week and have it be for a preliminary final plat, amendment to a preliminary final plat, it looks like it's more of a kind of a administrative error, either in how it was applied for or how we brought it into the system?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. There's never, to my knowledge, there's never been an amendment to a minor preliminary final plat, and we don't have an application process for that in our application intake system posse. So I don't know if it'd be it was considered a mistake. It's just kind of new territory, I believe. But again, this is an amendment to a minor preliminary final plat, and we can definitely get that correct.
Amendment to a preliminary final plat.
Yes.
Okay. Let's try to see how we can take care of that in this referral period, just so it's really clean and clear.
And I'm mainly bringing that up because it may be delegatable. Like, we may be able to do delegations. Anyways, as far as our remaining comments, we still need that AMAF signature. You got the city surveyor signature on there from Lauren, I see, but we need the AMAF signature on the plat because, again, of what we just talked about. And I believe that's it. We got AGIS approval, so that's all we got.
Okay. Mr. Noriega, are there any issues with the MAFCA approval or signature?
I don't believe we do. We had it on the last one. I thought we had it, but I think that's another thing.
Previous version. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we might just need to make sure it's on this version that goes to the storm pipe solution. So,
okay.
With that, I'm going to ask if there's a motion to defer item 9 to December 7th.
Ernest Storm Hill Transportation, so moved.
David Contreras, Water Authority, second. Oops.
Please vote.
David Contreras, Water Authority, I approve.
Jeff Palmer, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Summerfelt Parks and Rec, I approve.
Yiquan Chen, Hydrology, I approve.
Ernest Army Ho, Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 9, PR 2022-4645, and applications SD 2022-136, amendment to infrastructure list, and SD 2022-133, amendment to preliminary plat / final plat. Some work that can be done here, obviously, and that work with Parks and Rec would be appreciated to get that nailed down as well.